Well, a night spent enjoying good food and friendships, it's always needed from time to time. And if you could also support classical Catholic education and be inspired by women of faith, well, now you've got blessed time. Ladies, coming up is a special evening that is sure to become an annual event you won't want to miss that will deepen your faith and support the Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley. It is the Chesterton Ladies' Night, an evening for women, wisdom, and wine. It's coming up on July 17th. And joining me this morning to share more details, it's Cheryl Swartz. Good morning, Cheryl. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda, and thank you.
Well, Cheryl, as we were preparing for our interview, I asked this question, and I think it's really inspiring how you became involved with the Chesterton Academy. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about it?
Certainly. As principal of Holy Family Academy, in an elementary school outside of Mount Angel, Oregon, I saw that a lot of our graduating students, when they left the eighth grade, were going on to a lot of schools that didn't necessarily support their faith. And so when I was asked to join the founding board of Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley, I was very excited in order to be able to help our not only our students, but to build the Catholic culture in our area.
Well, Cheryl, from your involvement both with the elementary school and now through Chesterton Academy, what do you love about this type of classical Catholic education?
Oh, Brenda, that's difficult to pick just one thing. There are, you know, so many things about this type of education that I love. I would say that one of the best things about it is that it helps students to become fully human and to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ so that they can live an abundant life and learn to be joyful leaders. And we have the lofty goal of making saints. And so students, you know, in the classical education are cultivating their intellect with wisdom, and they're cultivating virtue, and they're learning about what it means to be truly human.
And at Chesterton Academy, and I think also along with the school that you're principal of, while you're getting still that great high level of Catholic education, it does run at a different sort of pace. Kind of explain a little bit more.
The environment is a Catholic family environment, and it's fully integrated. So our faith is fully integrated with all of the subjects, and it's all, you know, the students learn that everything is interconnected and that it all comes from God and all leads to God. And it's not only, it's a somewhat rigorous curriculum, but it is immersed in our Catholic faith, and there's an emphasis on the development of virtue and character. And, you know, in all of the things that we do, not only are we teaching them, but we're helping them to cultivate curiosity and childlike wonder for all of God's creation. And so some of the things that we do as a classical school, you know, the students are learning how to recognize truth and how to think about it and see errors, and then how to communicate it lovingly to others.
Oh, it is a wonderful school. That is the Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley. Cheryl Swartz is joining us today. Well, because ladies, you have an opportunity to support the Academy. It is the Chesterton Ladies Night, an evening for women, wisdom, and wine coming up on July 17th. Well, Cheryl, our friend Dina Marie, she is going to be the guest speaker for the evening. She's going to share more about the lives of women who took a leap of faith for the Lord. Can you share with us more details about the evening?
Yes. So for one thing, it's Sunday, July 17th, and it's from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. because we realize that most women will want to spend the day first with God and with their family. And so we planned this in the evening, and it's not too late as well because, you know, let's face it, so many people have families and young children to get back to. So that's why it ends at 8 p.m. And Dina Marie is there to not only are we going to be gathering to have some social time together and to have some appetizers and desserts and wine and other beverages, but Dina Marie is going to be there to help us to to examine wise women who took a leap of faith for the Lord and how together we can be inspired by their example. They put their whole hearts and vocation into the hands of the Lord, and they trusted in God alone. And so we're going to be, you know, Dina Marie is going to give us some direction so that when we're having our time together there, our social time and our conversations, we can be encouraging each other in faith, and it can actually become an encounter with Christ.
Oh, every opportunity to have that encounter again, going to be wonderful time. And it's time that you're going to be able to spend at the Scenic Valley Farms Tasting Room. They are going to be the host of the event. Kind of tell us a little bit about this particular place.
Oh, Scenic Valley Farms, they have a vineyard and they also produce wine. And so they're our sponsor for this event. They have a beautiful tasting room in the Willamette Valley, and it's a beautiful drive. If some of your listeners would be driving in from Portland or from Salem or the surrounding areas, it's just a beautiful pastoral view with the magnificent mountains on either side of you and, you know, all of the fields and so many shades of green during this time of year and wildflowers. It's just a gorgeous view. And then we'll be there, you know, socializing and taking in the countryside views at the Scenic Valley Farms. And they have graciously agreed to be our sponsor, and we're very grateful to them for that.
Oh, well, sure to be, again, a wonderful evening. Ladies, you are invited to the Chesterton Ladies Night, an evening for women, wisdom, and wine. Again, coming up July 17th, Cheryl Swartz is joining me this morning with details. Well, Cheryl, this is an event to also raise funds to close that financial gap between the tuition and the actual costs it is to educate each student. Explain more of that to me.
Well, Brenda, you know, we are a rural school for one thing, and Chesterton Academy is dedicated to keeping the tuition affordable for families. And that means that the tuition that we actually charge and the revenue that we bring in doesn't cover all of the operating costs of the school. We want to be able to pay a fair salary to our faculty, and we need to provide all the materials that the students need and the facility and a safe place for them to study and grow and learn. And so in order to do those things, we have to raise money every year to close that gap between our actual tuition income and the operating costs of the school.
Again, it is a time where the community, especially women of the community, can come together and support this wonderful educational program, the Chesterton Academy of the Willamette Valley. Cheryl, for those who are listening or interested in maybe spending an evening there with other wonderful Catholic women of faith and also spend some time at Scenic Valley Farms Tasting Room, where can they go to find out information and to register for the event?
We do not have a fee for tickets, so tickets are free of charge, but we do require registration. And ladies can register at chestertonwv.com/events.
All right. Sounds perfect. Well, Cheryl Eicher, thank you so much for your time today. I know you are putting the finishing touches on what will sure to be a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Brenda.
And again, that is Cheryl Swartz. Now, the evening is the Chesterton Ladies Night, an evening for women, wisdom, and wine. It's coming up on July 17th. I will be sure to add more information where you can get right to the events page for the Chesterton Academy, see a little bit more of the details about this evening. I'm going to put that link on the podcast of this interview at materdayradio.com.